This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Thursday he did not see any indication Hamas was planning any attack on U.S. troops in Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
He added measures were being put in place for the safety of military personnel. A maritime pier constructed by the U.S. military to speed the flow of humanitarian aid in Gaza should be open within a matter of days, despite poor weather hampering preparations, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Thursday. Turkey's trade halt with Israel will continue until a permanent ceasefire in Gaza is secured, as well as unhindered humanitarian aid flow to the region, Turkey's trade minister said on Friday. Turkey stopped all exports and imports to and from Israel on Thursday. This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said his troops had taken control of 547 square kilometers of territory this year in what he called Russia's quote-unquote new regions, a reference to four Ukrainian regions that Moscow says it's annexed. Shoigu, in remarks on Friday to senior military commanders, said Ukrainian forces were retreating all along the front line and Russian troops were breaking what he called a network of Ukrainian strongholds. Friday marks the end of a second week of testimony in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York, with the prosecution working to tie Trump to payments to silence women with damaging claims about him before the 2016 presidential election. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
On Thursday, jurors listened to a secret recording made by former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. Cohen tells Trump about a plan to buy the rights from the National Enquirer to former Playboy model Karen McDougal's story about an alleged affair with Trump. Trump is heard suggesting the payment be made with cash. Cohen, who served time in prison after paying porn actor Stormy Daniels $130,000 for her silence, has yet to testify. Trump has denied any affair, and on Thursday before proceedings, he claimed he can't testify. I'm Donna Warder.
Artifacts looted from Ghana during British colonial rule went on public display for the first time this week. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
People traveled from across Ghana to see the repatriated plunder in the city of Kumasi. It is the seat of Asante King Otumfuo Osetutu II, known as the Asante Hene. The Asante Hene said negotiations to return the items took more than 50 years. London's British and Victoria and Albert Museums and the Fowler Museum of the University of California sent the treasures back earlier this year. That's part of growing pressure on Western institutions to re-examine colonial legacies and repatriate stolen items.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The Indonesian government will permanently relocate almost 10,000 residents after a series of explosive eruptions of the Ruang volcano has raised concerns about the dangers of residing on the island in the future. A minister said on Friday, about 9,800 people live on Ruang Island, but in recent weeks all residents have been forced to evacuate after the mountain has continued to spew lava and columns of ash kilometers into the sky. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.